Hey everybody, Future Tim here. Wanted to insert myself into the past real quick. Listen, the end of campaign one of Greetings Adventurers is just around the corner. I'm very excited. I know you're very excited. So we want to do something very special. In a couple weeks, we're going to have what we're calling the Listener Call-In Specialsode. Think of it as a mailbag episode, but more directly hearing from you. So if you have any thoughts on the end of Campaign 1, favorite moments, what it's meant to you, funny moments, where you were when you found it, out of context thoughts, whatever, you now have the ability to let us know in a couple ways. The normal way is emailing us at info@dndpodcast.com. Put in the subject line, listener episode. The other way is very special. It's very new. We set up a voicemail line in order to, you can actually put your own voice in the episode. Try to keep them relatively short. The number is dadmilkbiz with a Z. That's 323-645-5249. Dadmilkbiz. So leave a voicemail and then maybe you too can be part of this listener special episode. Really, really appreciate all the kind words we've been hearing recently. Really appreciate what Future You will do. I know that even more Future Tim is excited. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a couple weeks. This episode is coming out on October 11th that you're hearing this on. And we think the listener episode will be October 25th, unless anything weird happens. So you have up until, let's say, October 24th or 23rd, 2021, to get your voicemail in. Yet again, that's Dad Milk Biz. All right, thank you. Bye.
Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Nika Howard.
My pronouns are she, her. Thank you, Michael. I am very grateful to be here every day.
Tim Lanning's here.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
And Mike Bachman.
Hey, it's Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him. You might remember me from The Dark Knight Rises, the Bane airplane scene where I played the airplane.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. We're in the presence of a celebrity right
that's
now.
That's how you got your IMDb verified.
Yes.
I think you're lying.
I think you're lying. And a lot of times your intros will be a callback to something we talked about. I have no idea.
No, that's what came from
nowhere. No. You know what that's a callback to? That's a callback to this YouTube tab I had open, and one of the suggestions was Bane airplane scene in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh.
Little peel back the curtain, show you how the sausage is made.
That movie sucks. Do you guys want to be a movie podcast and not finish the campaign?
No.
Okay.
Hey, before we get going, Thanks all you cool people who came out of Origins last weekend or whenever it was based on when you listen to this podcast. It was so nice to talk to you all. And I have to say a huge thank you to one Timothy Lanning, who was incredibly helpful.
I heard he was a good booth babe.
I had a lot of, you kept thanking me. I'm like, oh, I'm having fun trying to sell drinks and daggers. Yeah.
You were crushing it. You were crushing it in the booth.
Well, as I said, the game sells itself. And as you said, no, it does not.
That is not correct.
No, I mean, as I also said 13 times, I worked at Circuit City. So I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
I was like, Carly, Tim just upsold a bunch of playmats. I didn't even know you could do that.
I gave Carly shit at the end of the day. This dude came and bought drinks and daggers. He just kind of like wandered up. You could tell he wanted to buy something. And he bought drinks and daggers, the base game, and a pin. Mm. And she didn't upsell. I'm like, Carly, what are you doing? And she accidentally gave the pin away for free. I'm like, dude, you could have sold that guy like seven things. That guy was gagging for a fucking new camera battery and a camera case.
Tim, I feel like in an alternate universe or a different life, you could have been a very successful salesman.
The richest person that I've ever known said that I would be a good salesman.
You would be a very good salesman, I think. I think you can make the big money, but I'm glad you don't, because yeah, wait, you're home with
too
me.
Lazy. As somebody who sold Fords for a while.
Jesus.
I am not good.
No, I'm definitely not good at it.
People would come in and they'd be like, what's the best price you could do on this? And I would tell them.
You're the one you're supposed to do?
Well, I don't need a commission on this one. You seem like a good guy. You know, I sold the most magazines in fourth grade, too.
Wow.
You gotta hustle out there, kids.
Also, big shout out Pat Edwards and Brett, Eagle Town for listen to their podcast, which is called
Let's Rewatch.
Let's Rewatch, which I knew you have to help me. they're also on Tim's Thursday stream, so go and check that out.
Yes,
and they were also very helpful. And also thank you to Felicia and Ryan from Taverns and Caverns, who drove us all over creation and brought us to a very good Japanese bakery on the last day. Sorry that you missed that.
I told you not to have fun when I left.
I know.
I'm very fucked up of you.
I know. So thank you. Everyone was so amazing and helpful. And so just very, very grateful.
It was fun because I wanted to go into the convention hall before it opened. And I wanted to stay in the convention hall after it closed. So that worked out for me.
Do you have a booth at Unplug, Michael?
We do have a booth at Unplug.
Cool. So we can hang out at your booth at Unplugged?
Yeah.
You're going to have so many booth babes.
So yeah, you're gonna have another Drinks and Daggers booth at PAX Unplugged. And probably, I mean, it might be tough for you, Bachman. You have 14 children right now, but we'll see if we can get another crew there. And
From the ground.
You're so goddamn fertile. They have to warn people not to be near you when they're in Illinois. I almost said Iowa, which would be more impressive if you think about it.
I mean, that's how far the zone is, the way to Iowa.
Keep five state buffer.
Doing those interstate nets.
You need to have proof of vaccination. For PAX Unplugged, so it should theoretically be a little safer. I haven't got COVID yet.
In my opinion, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That makes it safer than my job.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Right. Nice. The most dangerous thing I did for Gen Con was hang out with Tony, who, Kansas don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But hope to see y'all in December. Yeah. We definitely found the Drinks and Daggers booth a very easy way to meet people. So I feel like we saw the most number of fans without having a meetup, per convention capita, so to speak.
Hell yeah. Yeah. It was great talking to everybody. Even in Rochester, you know, we got to hang out with Cumbertonian.
Hell yeah.
Who is a super awesome dude. Chat, just, you know, big ups to our boy Cumbertonian.
We love him.
Good dude. Yeah. All right. Well, fuck. Should we
give away dice?
Give away dice?
Sure. Every single week, I guess technically except for last week, we give away dice. Oh, Michael, since we didn't give away dice last week, do you want to just put one code in the Twitch chat and see what happens?
Chaos.
Yeah, give away one chaos code.
Yeah.
Hashtag victory if you're in Twitch chat right now. You get to get a chance to win some beautiful diehard dice, a freaking whole ass order, right? I think it's worth $50. But if you don't win, and most likely you won't, go.
Get it while you can.
Go. And I also love that it's like you have to do a checkout. So for all of you who don't win the chaos code, if you do win the chaos code, enter the offer code dragons exclamation mark for the next 3 months until the end of 2021. And if you're listening to this outside of 2021, head on over to her Instagram where Nika dutifully keeps up with all of the codes. That's where it's always updated. That's where it's always correct. Don't believe anywhere else.
The keeper of the codes.
You'll get 15% off. You'll let them know that we sent you and you give us a kissy.
Congrats to Dustfowl for getting the chaos code.
Nice job, Dustfowl. All right, Twitch, I'm closing it now. Boop. That'd be hilarious if Dustfowl won again. But no, Sparty Green. Congratulations, Sparty Green.
Congratulations.
You are getting the code. scent right down your chute, right down your pie hole.
All righty. Well, now that we've given away some beautiful Die Hard dice, why don't we roll a d20?
Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm gonna roll this D100 that weighs 10 pounds.
30% of the numbers are almost impossible to roll.
That was cocked.
12.
10. I felt pretty safe about my number.
Nat 20.
Oh,
crap. I got 7.
Mike Bachman, who do you want to do the recap this week?
Nika.
God damn it. I literally was doing the thing that you do at school where I was like, don't make eye contact.
I fucking
saw it. I saw you doing it and I was like, then, oh, okay.
But then I looked at chat and I was like, oh, fuck, you fucked up. You looked around too many times. You made it obvious. God. So last time the battle continued as it has for a bit now. We get a good little kiss of re-energizing power from Melora. And then Trant like just turns around and gives her, what was it? Like, was it the ice weapon? Or no, necrotic, right?
I thought it was like all of them.
Yeah,
it was. Oh, maybe all of them. So then we all, you know, continue to jump in, pile onto him. And then Trant dies.
He's fucking dead.
He's fucking dead.
He's so dead. He's so dead. And in the death of Trant, Hobie is reborn. A small, wee little lad again.
Mm-hmm.
Toby did turn into a pit fiend, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I lost being a pit fiend. Which is why I cast Bigby's big hand on him. Big ass hand.
Did you say that he plunged a big magic hand into the heart of the dragon and yanked out Trant?
No.
Did that happen?
He pulled him the freak out.
Yes, and it pulled out like a little baby Trant.
Looking like shit.
Yeah.
Looking like dead.
Yeah.
Which is what happens when people die.
They're dead.
I cannot remember if Rowan still can possess the power of summoning. Or is that worn off by now?
Oh, the skeletons?
Yeah.
I think I still technically can.
Okay.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do it, but.
Yeah, that's more or less what happened, right? I mean, we did a lot of damage. We took a lot of damage. And another big thing happened, Nico, right?
The hand and the eye of Vecna were purged away.
Yes, yes. Toby went through a lot of
changes.
Mental anguish.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got it. You know what I'm saying?
So just picking up right there, you tear Trant from the chest of his five-headed dragon form.
Bitch!
And his limp, lifeless body is in your big, bloody Bigby hand. There's a torrent of blood and gore, and you see a silvery cube fall to the ground.
Does he change from Tiamat to Trant himself, or?
The body of Tiamat just sort of blows away in the wind. Ooh. It like turns to dust and blows away.
I don't feel so good, yeah. Mr. Melora. Will that joke never not be funny?
I honestly, I literally just used. Joke. Question. I just stole the other day from the internet a meme of Shrek disappearing like that, looking very sad. And I'm like, thank you. I will get a lot of use out of
it. It's always funny. Michael, I use my ability that I still have to send everybody in a room back in time for 1 hour. Just send everyone back.
That's good. Oh, God.
Oh, God,
like,
no.
Michael's like, I have to go.
And it all plays out exactly the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew you can't go back and change the timeline is fixed.
So true.
I just wanted, I needed to make sure this wasn't a fluke.
Is that an official stance, Michael, for the podcast, that timelines are fixed if you go back in the past?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough time travel.
We time traveled at one point.
Yeah, we did.
But did anything change?
But it didn't. We didn't learn anything.
We didn't learn anything.
We didn't learn a goddamn thing.
It felt like it was like a risk.
It's still uncertain. We don't know. So we don't know right now if the timelines are fixed or not.
In a weird way, I think this is like addressed in the Demonomicon.
It's true. Angel of Death, get at us. Did we time travel? What's up? Which Tom was there?
Wow.
We knew less afterwards. It's like now Tom's a clone, I guess? Yeah, that was fucked up.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, it just makes it more complicated if you try to go back in time, the timelines.
Michael, I think it was
alternate universes.
I think I was mad at you, not from a player, but as an audience perspective of like, no, tell me what's in the hatch. What do the numbers mean? Who's this hope
like,
monster?
No.
Oh, you did tell me? I'm mad.
I'm still mad.
I'm not going to talk about Lost. I'm going to stop talking.
So yeah, so the artifact falls in the middle of the floor with a strange thunk.
Toby will drop, or like, I guess, squeeze the Trant heart more, and the Bigby's hand flick out the remaining blood, and then pick up the artifact and pull it to myself up in the air very quickly, as if I had just intercepted the football during the Rose Bowl.
Mm.
Mm. So you've grasped the artifact, and for a split second, everything feels still, and it's like, is it done? And that's when the north wall explodes open.
Ooh.
And the chaos descends again as the prow of a ship smashes into the room.
Yes!
A ramp descends from the front of the BTS, and a group of heroes come pouring out.
Yes!
Weapons drawn, ready for battle.
Good timing!
Oh my God.
You see Aludra and Jayla, Bercy, Roz, Frank, Lucan, Nyx, Steve?
All the heroes you know and love.
You know, you name it. Marlamin Winlore, Aaron Colleen.
Amber Reeves.
Reichardt Svensson.
Oh, okay.
The hero, Reichardt Svensson.
We found out about Reichardt's name the other day, and he's back. He's the necromancer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the necromancer. Yes.
I still think people didn't give me enough credit for inviting him to the wedding. I thought that was very funny.
It is very funny.
Good timing. There's still a lot of demons and devils and things like that. We won, I think.
You hear a far-off song coming from the courtyard below, and someone looks out the window and sees a large man just covered, drenched in blood, smashing demons' heads in, and you hear,
Old Ben Dilladong's enemies are all dead. From jackets to my boots, he's all splattered in red.
He's just fucking killing.
I didn't know he was so powerful.
I thought Michael was doing, you know, the brave thing and not giving the audience what it wanted. And never. I was so scared. I was like, you know, sometimes you gotta leave them wanting more, like Radiohead.
Listen, Ben Dildo, like, we didn't really see him like go ham before, so you need a little glimpse of the fact that he can really go off if he wants to.
Yeah,
he's very powerful.
Yeah, that's why he's got to wear those galoshes and his coat because he gets covered in blood.
He fucks a bear for fun. Like, yeah, what do you think great. He does when he means business?
He's wild.
That's very small-minded of you, but we don't need to get into that.
The enemies, they are all dead. That was Roz.
I mean, are they all dead?
You have killed them already?
Jayla pulls out a dagger and just
dies. Oh, Michael, what if you retconned a little bit and there was like one demon god? Oh, no, I don't want to shoot it because I don't want to absorb their power. Never mind. Okay. I just wanted to use the artifact, but I was like, I don't want these side effects.
Never mind. I don't want these powers.
Thanks.
Scud and to a certain degree, also Bachman, just shaking hands with all these characters because he can't remember which ones he's met.
Well, I went back and I was like, Ben Dilladong was episode like 260 something. I was like, it must have been other characters. Nope, these are the characters.
What? We've been playing for 200 episodes?
Yeah.
What episode? Was it 240 or something like that? Where we started with like Lonnie? Something like that? I don't remember.
It does not seem like it's been that. To me, Lonnie still feels new. That is so wild.
I feel that way about Rowan, which is not true at all.
Yeah.
Literally years.
Yeah, it's super long.
Yeah, Toby will fly back down and still, he will hold the artifact still quite protectively. And Bigby's big hand, big ass hand close to him. Oh, good timing. That was a close one. Thank God that, who was it? Uthgar? Paylor? I don't remember.
Jangar.
Uthgar gave you the, yeah.
Uthgar, really, I feel like, honestly, he made good.
I can't.
He helped us out a lot in that.
Scud, you know, it kind of sucks that your dad saved the day, you know, as he, I mean, what a arc.
Yeah, he's doing great. Gotta give it up for dad. Daddy.
Scud, I never really said this to you, but you're kind of like my JC. You're my little Jesus.
Who's Jesus?
It's a very Arkansas thing.
We actually do use several pantheons, so Jesus is.
Man, what if Tran tried to steal Jesus' powers? I made
take all
bread.
These fishes. Oh, we're like, I cast water. He
like,
walks out. Fuck.
Like, he's dying.
He's back, baby.
He's back.
Michael's like, 3 days later, you're celebrating. That's hangover. Jeez. I'm like, I don't believe it. Let me put my hand in you. My Bigby's hand, that is. I'm downing Toby. Holy crap.
Bachman, what's Scud doing? Is Scud doing anything?
Just really soaking it all in. I think he's probably kind of overwhelmed that the battle's over, so he's just kind of fidgeting with his cards. Oops, accidentally drew one.
Oh no.
Let's see.
This card says if you defeated an enemy, it takes back. It doesn't count.
Takes a backsies.
fuck. Okay. I drew a card that grants me 1d3 wishes, or so the character thinks.
What the fuck?
1d3 wishes that must be taken on the spot, and these wishes are horribly corrupted yet granted.
Oh no.
All right. What are your three wishes?
Oh god. I almost did Steve's voice.
Do we know this, or we just see Scud,
you know?
Eyes get big or something?
Scud thinks that he drew a card that gets three wishes, but it has to be taken on the spot. That's all I know.
Okay.
I'm like, guys, I just won the lottery. We gotta, let's make.
You should wish for more wishes.
Let's make some wishes, you guys. Help me figure out what wish.
I got an idea, Scud. What if every time you had a zit and you popped it, it tastes like ice cream?
Oh my god! No!
Okay, but it's still literally pus. It just tastes like ice cream.
No, it is ice cream.
No! No! I honestly, I didn't think I could be grossed out after all this time, but I am.
I supposed to do? Like, I can't corrupt that.
Yeah, how do you corrupt that?
That's uncorruptible.
It tastes like pus flavored ice cream.
I'm sorry, that's the corruption. So the wish is that you always have ice cream whenever you want it. And then the corruption is that every time you have like a zit, it's ice cream.
All right, that's that.
What if the card was like, you have to make 3 fucked up wishes and then they get uncorrupted? That's the direction we're going.
I mean, Scott, do you say that one out loud or do you just hear Lonnie?
That's true, yeah, because Lonnie was just suggesting it. So
yeah.
I do like ice cream. You know what?
Don't.
I wish I always had ice cream.
All right. Scott's got ice cream zits.
No!
Not like that!
Menard says, I am unsubscribing from the podcast. And that is the
honestly,
correct call.
That
you
is
know?
Fair.
You got to go on a high note. And this is terrible. Yes, that was correct. I hate this. Yes, it is bad. But sometimes this happens in campaigns, right?
The chat absolutely hates it.
It's actually really difficult to, like, in character, wish for something knowing that it's going to backfire.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Yeah, well, you got to do it 2 more times.
I
wish you didn't draw a card.
Oh no. That feels like that could have a lot of repercussions.
Yeah, that would be bad. Wish for something simple, like
a feast. We can have a feast right here.
I'm not touching it, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's a bad. Everything's too scary!
I mean, again, we don't know that it's... So, again, we don't know it's corrupted, right?
We don't know.
Our characters don't know.
I've been doing this for 9 years. I do not think I'm talented enough to do this.
Scotty, you should wish for that feast.
And I wish that all of my gear was insanely powerful. All of it.
Your gear begins to glow.
Oh.
Why it begins to glow white hot.
take it off. Scud's standing there very naked. I wish my gear...
Your armor melts through the floor.
I wish that my gear wasn't that powerful. That'll fix it.
Your gear, it explodes.
I imagined it like coming back up from the floor, but now it's just like a stick.
Yeah.
It's but I like it exploding. That is also very good. So now Scott is just nude.
Here,
and covered in zits.
Ice cream zits. Like ice cream.
What flavor are they?
We all go gather around Scott and we suck upon the mini teeth.
No.
I do not agree to this. I do not agree with that. Hobie probably is though. Hobie probably crawling, little baby Hobie crawling up and sucking on it like a nipple.
Yeah,
over the line.
He needs to suckle and become strong.
No, so far over the line.
When I say gear, I'm talking about like worn equipment and like stuff. So no, I don't lose the cards. I can't lose the cards. Don't make me lose the cards.
Unfortunately.
You still have 2 or 3?
Oh, I've got a few.
Oh.
Because I added some, remember?
Yeah.
Do you have to like pull one every 10 minutes or something?
Yes.
Don't. No, Rika, shut up. All of your ideas tonight have been horrible. Like stellar, impressively bad.
Okay. That one went bad. But by and large, they've all been pretty good.
No, they weren't.
This has got to be better.
Don't do it, man. Scud. Scud. Don't.
Character gains a quality holster equipped with 1d3 random wands.
That is good.
That is a good one.
That is good. Nice job. We're going to use that for something.
How do I choose random wands? Hey, don't worry. You know what? Don't worry about looking them up, Michael. I'll I'll find them.
Oh,
God.
Hey, who should our powerful ally be?
We're not.
We still need that?
I can't believe you guys. Ruining our podcast.
Malora gets shakily to her feet and goes, all right, everyone, we need to get this back on track. You have to destroy that artifact. It is too dangerous.
We know how to destroy it.
Toby motions with his other hand, and much like the torture scene from Empire Strikes Back, a black orb.
Oh, man.
Filling faintly of burnt mayonnaise comes over.
It burns a hole through the bathroom door.
Shit. I'm still getting used to it. Malora, so you think we should destroy it? The artifact.
It is the most terrible weapon. It can throw everything into absolute chaos.
What if we used it before we destroyed it?
On what?
What would you use it on?
I don't know. I mean, is there any, like, any evil god or, like, anything bad that needs to be taken care of real quick, like?
I mean, technically you.
Well, I mean, I don't think...
I mean, we don't want to kill Lonnie.
Lonnie talks to herself for a second. I think we're good. I think we're very fine.
Never mind. So, yeah, I mean, Lonnie, you're right. I feel like I was rude to you out of character earlier, but that's a good point. There, you know, the problem is, if we want to use it, that power just doesn't go away. And much like how Lonnie is embodied by the power or entity formerly known as Orcus, if we go and kill all the evil gods, then someone's going to have to take that up. And while before, I didn't really... I have to be honest with you, Malora, I didn't really see the need for the balance. It made no sense to me. And sometimes, Malora, I didn't think it made sense to keep you either. Where were you when the demon apocalypse happened? Where were you when all those people died?
That's a fair question, Toby, but this is my realm. This is the Feywild. I must watch over this and nature and the natural places. It's just, you know, that is why there is a whole pantheon of gods.
Well, then, where was your cohort? Where was Pelor? Where was Arathis? Where was everyone? All I'm saying is, this would be easier if we had a good argument of why to keep you around.
Arathis brought you the hero Jayla to deal with the demon apocalypse.
After the demon apocalypse.
I did a lot with that, guys.
Thanks, Jayla. You rock. It's so good to see you again.
Toby's like waving, like, hey.
We are powerful, powerful creatures, but we are not all powerful. We can't do everything for everyone.
All right. What do you think?
I mean, it kind of seems like maybe, I don't know, it kind of seems like the gods don't really communicate with each other that much. And maybe if everyone was kind of talking to each other, we could have seen what was going on earlier, mm-hmm. figured it out.
Yeah.
And then it's not fair, all the, you know, the people here in the various realms, maybe the gods know shit and we don't know what's going on, but the people here are the ones that bear the brunt of it.
Very true.
It's like, whoa, Rowan, where did that come from?
All I know is that Vecna wants the gods dead. And without an argument too strong in the other, I'm inclined to just simply do the opposite of whatever Vecna wants.
I think that's a pretty good instinct, because Vecna seems pretty bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously that my eye, right, in my hand, you guys noticed that, right? That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
right?
I was fucked up.
Yeah, Vecna gave me that power, which helped a lot. Thanks, yeah. But apparently Uthgar's amulet ripped that power out of me quite painfully. Well, all my HPs, whatever that means, is back. But ow! It felt like burning, like pouring vodka in an open wound.
Oh, no.
So I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm doing pretty good still sitting on my flying broom. But Vecna tasked me, Malora, with killing every god. That was the deal for the power. I think somehow.
So did you do it?
Well, no. As you can see, as you can see, you. Oh, you're a demigod. I wasn't going to kill you, Scud, even if I was you know, not...
Well, if you're going to kill me, now would have been the time to do it.
That's true. Now that you're quite nude. Here, take this cloak. Man, here's your old jazz pattern cloak, man. You can take that. I was thinking about it. I thought in my hubris that I was powerful enough to think of a way out of Vecna's contract. But then, after a while with Vecna's power, I started to agree with her that why did we need these gods? It started with, why do we need these evil gods? We don't need balance. We only need good things. And then it was like, well, these gods don't do anything else. Why do we need any of it? But now, I don't know what to think. And I just think that if I've been given a second chance, I shouldn't do what Vecna wants.
Vecna is the worst. Maybe Asmodeus could potentially be worse. But making a deal with Vecna, that can only end in suffering.
Yeah.
She is the god of assassins and the god of lies.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the benefit of keeping the artifact around versus just destroying it?
Well,
I mean, this wreaks so much havoc.
I haven't told you guys this, Scud, Lonnie, and Rowan, but my plan was to not kill the gods, even though I wanted to more than anything. My plan was not. And then disappear or let Vecna take me, my soul. I thought that was a good trade. But then Vecna appeared to me and said, no, not only will I not kill you, I will keep you alive as I torture Scud, Lonnie, and Rowan until the end of time. And then I considered it again. Are the four of us, with all we've done, would that be a trade? I don't know what I would have picked if I still had the eye and hand of Vecna. I think I might have done something I regretted. But now, I have a little bit more clarity.
Vecna's still gonna come after
me. Yeah.
When she comes, we'll be ready.
If you destroy that artifact, I can promise you that I, Melora, god of wilderness and nature, will protect you.
Why don't we just use the artifact to kill Vecna?
We don't know where Vecna is.
Why don't we use you as bait?
Thank you, Melora. Scud, what do you think?
Well, first of all, thanks for not killing my dad. that would have been decidedly uncool.
He saved our lives. That would have been a horrible idea.
I know I was once on the verge of killing my dad, but tried.
Yeah, the ring.
Decided to back off.
But only you're allowed to kill your dad. Nobody else.
By law, only I can kill my dad. Yeah, I mean, you know, we could... I'd fuck around with killing a Vecna. Someday. I mean, not right now. I'm beat.
Well, Vecna is the most wily of all the gods. Like, laying a trap for Vecna.
I've gotten quite adept at hiding behind pillars.
I can hide behind Rowan.
Eludra and Jayla are here right now also, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Along with a tabaxi with...
Okay, all right. Eludra pipes in. I think, number one, we need to get rid of this artifact. I think it's wreaked too much havoc in the world. And I think regardless of how you feel about gods, it has not brought anything good. And it's not going to bring anything good by still existing. And we have the power to destroy it. And I think we should.
And I mean, Eludra was, you know, there in Drunkaros when everything turned to winter because of... essentially this artifact.
Yeah.
And only came back because you all saved the Feywild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a weapon that's powerful. I don't think many people have the, you know, most people are going to be corrupted by this level.
I will take the orb to Mordor.
Boromir, I trust you implicitly.
We're going to pull out.
Scud hisses at us. All right, well, then it seems like it's decided. And then Toby, with the Bigby's hand, sort of like rolls the artifact out and kind of holds it like a crane game, and then kind of makes eye contact with the 37 people in this room. And, you know, T2 style starts lowering.
I have a question real fast. If I could just make... This doesn't do anything to, like... Like, if you destroy this, is this going to do anything to Orcus? Orcus is fine?
I assume no.
Melora, you got any, you might know anything about this?
Melora, what do you think?
I honestly, this is so unknown.
You know what? Let's see what happens.
Hey, Lonnie, would you mind putting your hands out real quick?
Hey, you know what though? Scud still has the thing and can go back in time.
Absolutely.
If we explode Lonnie, we can go back in time.
Do we want to wait an hour and then
an unexploder?
If an hour is too long, I can do the whole world 13 seconds.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so the crane game continues down.
Yes.
As the artifact meets the surface of the Orb of Annihilation, sparks begin flying off of it. The metal of the cube first turns red and then turns white.
Scott goes back 13 seconds.
No.
Sorry, I got scared.
Why are we here? And you're nude again.
You start that description over.
Sparks begin to fly off the artifact as it touches the Orb of Annihilation. The cube begins to deform like it's melting.
Ooh.
It sinks into the sphere, and you hear a humming noise, which grows louder and is clearly coming from the orb. The surface that was once jet black begins to shimmer and becomes rainbow.
Oh.
And the orb seems to be expanding.
Oh.
And then you hear a huge whoom. Your ears ring as everything turns white and you feel yourself flying backwards.
Oh, shit.
Your vision clears, but your ears are still ringing. And you see everyone else is also getting up off the floor. Everyone being knocked back, Melora included.
Wow.
You can swear that you can see your friends glowing briefly when your vision came back, but you can't be sure.
How do we feel right now? Do we feel weird?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like you just went through like a 5-episode battle.
You feel like shit.
If we took 3 points of damage, Hobie's dead. So answer this next question.
No!
Very carefully. Did we take 3 or more points of damage just then?
You did not take any damage.
Okay, good.
Thank God. I couldn't handle it.
I would have to go back 13 seconds again. Michael, can I roll a sleight of hand check, please?
Sure.
With advantage with a big hand?
Okay.
The bigger the hand, the easier it is to conceal.
I'm going to use big dice.
Oh, boy.
I guess I'll use... Oh, I have advantage, I think. Or inspiration. I got a natural 20 on big dice. That was my first roll. Big dice.
Big 20.
So, Michael, what I'm trying to do, and again, even we all know that a natural 20 for some things is still impossible.
Uh-huh.
So if I was like, I want to try to suck my own dick from the back right now, I couldn't have done it, you know?
Toby's too tired.
Maybe with the right multi-class, you could.
Yeah, he needs to have more decks to do that.
Down the road.
Tabaxi rogue.
Yeah, I'm back to 8 strength, so I can't, you know, push my neck enough. Anyways, what I'm trying to do is keep just a kissy of corner in the Bigby hand of the artifact. Not a lot, just a kissy. Because Toby wants to, between, you know, the players, stupidly, keep a kissy of it to study. Not to recreate it, but he just understands that this is a big power. And in my mind, Tim Lanning, it's very Batman-esque, right? Batman needs a Superman gun. Toby's not entirely sure, you know, he's not processing all of this, but he definitely feels like, just in case something else like this happens, it might not be horrible to know a little bit about this thing.
And honestly, this feels very in character for Toby, because, like, is this a good idea? Probably not. But he can't leave alone.
He's gonna do it. The thirst for knowledge.
Right. I mean, when Batman has to shoot Superman in the head, it's a great idea. But until when, you know, frickin' Doom... Dot Man steals the gun, that's a problem, you know?
Yeah, you palm a small silvery piece of artifact.
Bigby's big ass hand go, like, while the light is going away, gives it to Hobie. Hobie grabs it and scuttles away like a little freak.
Hobie starts glowing, smiling. Oh, God, oh, God, I can talk.
Oh, fuck.
His wings are sparking.
Melora looks at you and goes, you've done the right thing.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, maybe.
Thank you all. Every one of you.
Thank you.
Melora.
No, Melora, thank you.
Yeah, I actually do thank you. You helped us a lot in that fight. It was touch and go.
This has been a trying time for us all, and it is now time for us to celebrate. Let there be a feast.
I could have wished for one of those.
He was all fucked up.
If you had wished for one of those with your fucked up thing, it was going to be catered by Subway. I was just throwing that out there.
David! Just throwing that out there. What do you mean?
Michael, it's supposed to make the wish worse.
Yeah. That just yeah, sounds so good.
Whoever wins, Nika wins. We
it's catered Taco Bell.
Oh man, I love it.
6 foot party sub.
Michael, is there still a chaotic energy deep within Lonnie after the thing is destroyed?
Ooh.
You feel that energy still trying to get out?
Yeah.
Lonnie just says inside her head, I ain't done with you yet. We're going to be best friends by the time we're through here.
What if, like, truly, again, this is, just feels like a Venom situation, but, like,
worse.
Kind of opposite, though, because, like, Venom's super into it, but Orcus is like, I don't like this, but Orcus is going to be won over by Lonnie. Give it time. Yeah. Orcus is like, actually, Lonnie, I love you.
Wow. Maybe the true powerful ally is the one that was with you the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's so true, Bachman. You saved the show.
No one can ever say we never finished it.
Wow, Michael DeMauro, you knew that the whole time. Mm-hmm. You're a genius. Yeah. Oh, I can see your notes in the reflection of your glasses.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it was written there May 12th.
Wow.
Before yep. we rolled that.
That's true.
Oh, my birthday?
Yeah. It's like Jennifer's birthday. Time to go through every car of Scuds.
they start mopping up demon corpses and
wow.
start obviously there was many, many losses.
Yeah, I feel like we gotta clean up the corpses before we go feast mode. Maybe have a little snack to keep us going.
Do we have to? I mean, I don't want to be a brat right now, but like, do we have to help? Or like,
I'm pretty tired.
Are there people who didn't fight a battle who can help?
I feel like the people who just showed up should clean up.
I feel like we should sit on boxes and drink like a low level beer.
Yeah, we need Coronas.
Do you guys need any Coronas or like White Claws?
And orange slices.
Yeah, do you guys have any, like, tall boy Coronas?
Melora, do you have any, like, not your top shelf stuff, but the stuff you just give out, you know, when you're chilling?
Yeah, medium shelf.
Yeah, like, probably lower than medium.
Give us some of the samples you get in the bathroom.
For alcohol?
Yeah. That's what those are, right? Yeah. That explains why they're so bad.
It's very minty, huh?
It's kind of just chugging cologne.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that, of course, includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
There shall be mid-tier beer for all. What? It shall be so.
I sit on the crates and I look at my 3 other friends, compatriots, co-workers. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after, but I'm so glad that you showed up, Lonnie.
Me too. I'm real glad my family died.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I'm allowed to say so am I. So I am not. I'm just glad that you were here and Scud, I'm glad that fate brought us to your monastery. Of course, Rowan, way back when we dealt with that lich together, that was wild.
I mean, honestly, Toby, good job today, buddy. I know it's been tough for you with the whole Vecna shit. I mean, that's fucked.
I hope I wasn't too intense then. I wasn't quite myself, but I also was. It was, you ever have 3 mid-tier beers in your, like, I don't need a third one, but then in your belly is like, I need 2. And then you grab 2 and it's like, well, I was in control, but I wanted it so badly. That's kind of like what it was like when I melted people's bones. It was just sort of when you give in to your anger, when someone honks at you at a light when it's clearly red, and you say, "Shut the fuck up! Shut up the fuck your mouth!" He screams. That's what it was like, and I probably would have made a really big mistake today and down the road, and it would have cost you all, probably not your lives, but your health.
I mean, I get it. You know, Toby, you're a person with a lot of ambition, you know? I mean, I know that we all in Tower of Grey together, but, I mean, you do most of the work, so.
About that, all that to say is I don't think it's wise for me to be a part of the Tower of Grey anymore. I think it would be smart and prudent for me to hop on the BTS, maybe with Boris, Marlamin, Winlor, Aaron, Colleen, maybe Amber Reeves, maybe, you know, other, I don't know. Vecna is going to try to find me and punish me. And anyone who is near me could be collateral and fallout. I trust Melora and the other gods and you guys to some extent, but we have to be honest with ourselves that anything we can do to mitigate Vecna's wrath, I guess, is worth it. And, you know, I spent 5 years in a library on accident. I can hang out on an interstellar ship, you know, doing my science. I don't know.
So, are you saying that I have to start actually being in charge of the tower right now? Like, for real?
Toby,
Frank!
I think for as far as management goes, I see Rowan as more of a, like, an executive producer type.
Oh, I like that. That sounds great. That sounds really cool.
He shows up, shakes hands, pats people on the back.
I mean, Frank, you kind of knocked it out of the park. I'm willing to sell my stake in the company.
You don't have to sell your shares. I mean, like, what if you want to come back?
What if we started a franchise, a Tower of Grey franchise, and Toby took a... an aerial unit, maybe not a franchise, but like a branch. That's what I'm thinking of. Like, we have branches.
Explicitly, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to make a splash. I don't want people to know I'm there. I want to disappear.
But like, not like forever, right?
Not forever. No, I'll show up. You know, Easter and Christmas, and I don't know, see what's what. Before, I thought I was, you know, gonna have to go to hell or something like that. So this seems a little bit better. Maybe it's drastic, and maybe in 20 years, I realize...
You hear Banana's voice, "It ain't that bad!"
There's like a hole down to hell, and he's just like peeking his head out. Like, get down there!
What's going on up there? Throw me down a sandwich!
We throw him an egg salad sandwich. It turns to a banana on his lips.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
But you know, I don't know. I mean, that makes sense to me. I had my time these past handful of years.
I mean, like, what's your girlfriend gonna think?
She's interplanar as well, so she's also not quite the what's the word looking for clingy type. So I think she'd be okay with the, seeing each other every now and again and make it be quite the painful weekend in the good way. But,
Rowan's kind of got like a grumpy face, but like she doesn't like keep pushing it too much.
I think it's okay, Toby. It'll be good for us. And I am excited to see what you get to do on your own whenever you have all of the freedoms before you. And even though it will be very sad to not see you every day, we can always yell into the void whenever we want to see you. Mm-hmm. And it's like a sending stone away. So, I mean, really. And if we really want to see you, you could just put our clones on the tank or on the BTS with you, and then whenever we die, we'll just come back and see you.
A shooting with Toby jumps off cliff.
I would like that very much. Can we do that?
just flies like fucking Assassin's Creed.
If you jump off the cliff and you're like, Toby, I'm coming to see you, people would think you were dying.
That's so true. You'd have to be like, all right, everybody, I'm putting my head in the Orb of Annihilation toilet. It's not a cry for help. It's not dark at all.
No, I'm just killing myself so I can see my friend again.
I'm gonna wake up in a tube, nude.
And I don't know what it is worth or anything like that, but I would be more than happy to help with Tower of Grey if Rowan would like it. And I don't want to speak for Scud, but I don't know, maybe between the three of us, we could get something going, or we could recruit new people, and then I don't know, who knows from there.
We didn't kill the evil gods, we didn't kill Vecna.
I mean, there's definitely still gonna be shit that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, and I feel like we still haven't even recovered from the demon apocalypse for Paylor's sake.
You know, since we're talking about the future of the Tower of Grey, now might be a good time to bring up that I believe I'm still technically an intern. I'm pretty sure I was never officially put on the payroll.
I explicitly remember giving you all promotions.
Maybe I need to talk to...
Oh, you never signed the paperwork.
I need to talk to Frank, because I have...
You are on the payroll as an unpaid full-time employee.
Frank.
How did we
do that? Bro, that's fucked up, man.
Bro.
Is this the party proper? Are we in the middle of the actual party, or is this still before the party's set up?
Yeah, I'm sitting on our boss.
I might do this pre-party, when they were cleaning up the skulls.
Just like mopping up blood. Yeah.
You each have been given a mid-tier beer.
Yeah. We're sitting on milk.
A tall boy of...
Wait, so is that a yes? It is. This is the party? Is this all there is?
So yes, this is the party.
Congratulations for saving the universe. Here's a Bud Heavy.
Well, that's fairly accurate.
But imagine Toby would, like, while they're cleaning, do this quick meeting so it's easier to have the downtime, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, what are you saying is good for the future?
I was just saying I want to be paid.
I need that money.
I thought there was going to be more to it. That's my bad.
I wish you the best and all. I mean, but, you know, it's got to look out for number one. You know what I mean?
That's fair. I need to take a cut of my share of our blah, blah, blah amount of money, but I probably won't take my full share, just enough to get by.
I learned a lot from you, Toby. I probably could have stood to learn a lot more. He pulls out a spell book. I don't even know, like, what half this stuff does.
You have that spell? Oh my god! That would have saved so many lives! No, Scud, I learned a lot from you, you know, and when I first met Jaylen Aludra, I was quite uptight and sure of myself, and I think I was humbled a bit, of course, when Rowan and I met some of our tough times with the Tower of Grey, but meeting you, I realized...
I was even more sure of myself.
I was like, wow, it could be worse.
I'm fucking awesome!
I realized that, you know, it... no offense, but you can approach things with a more... I want to say lackadaisical. There has to be a better word. I'm sorry. Like a more carefree?
More creative.
Carefree.
You know? Creative. That's a good word.
The number of times that you came up with ideas I would never come up with was almost every time. So I've definitely learned way more than the spells books. This is from you.
I mean, like, but Toby, are you going to have, like, your sending stone?
No, I will not. You won't be able to contact. And I'm going to entrust your clones to whoever remains. That wouldn't be safe.
You won't be able to send us any, like, letters?
Oh, I will be able to contact you. You won't be able to contact me.
What?
That's how it's got to be.
I think that's very exciting.
I know, isn't that fun?
Would you please only visit me in my dreams?
I think I can do that, actually.
Or only in weird ways. Please, I would only like for you to, I like a red squirrel on an oak tree in whatever month that we are currently in.
Okay, 10 years from now, in the oak tree, where in between the middle of all your dead family.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Oh, I was just thinking about this, and it might be fun. I think I might open up a rival restaurant to the Sbarro in the different platform astral station, and I'm going to have a build-your-own egg salad sandwich station. I think I'm going to do that.
Lonnie, that would be so good.
I'm going to do it from, like, Tower Gray. I'm not leaving there. I think that's going to be real fun just to do more Tower Gray stuff.
I mean, we need, like, I think it would be really good to have, like, a food cart.
You would essentially be, like, an emissary to the to the elemental planes in your own weird way.
I think we
can
do that.
Wow, that's a genius idea.
And then if we really want to get big into, you know, just some different wares and stuff, then maybe we could start bottling feral wine and... you know, we just see where it goes. We could start giving back to people. Oh my god, we could just like feed people with the ferret wine.
I guess I'll go back to living in the empty monastery with all the bones.
Scott, buddy, no. I mean
Scott, don't you want to? I think we said we would hire you for real. So if you want to live at Tower of Grey, I mean,
I was hoping I could work from home.
All right, well, you get your pay docked because you're no longer commuting.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're going to install some spyware on your cave.
And your sending stone.
I mean, what if I want to learn more about, like, how to run things, though?
Frank knows how to do it more than I do.
Well, but Rowan, you can do it. There's a lot of times you've been the leader of the group and done things whenever Toby couldn't, or... there are things that you're good at that, no offense, Toby, that Toby isn't, or that I'm not, or that Scott isn't.
Very true.
Rowan's, like, looking over to the side, and you can tell that actually there's, like, little tears welling, but she's, like, trying to act like they're not.
And your mother is obviously horrifically capable, and Rowan, you know, it's you have to be able to ask for help, and... be vulnerable.
Yeah, like asking you for help, Toby. And you're just fucking leaving.
Scott would walk up to Rowan and be like, you have everything you need in here. And he points to her harp and then he's like, you gotta move. And behind her is Frank holding the company like handbook.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're all having a, you know, enjoying... this Bud Heavy, and you know we killed Trant, but realistically, getting Frank on our team, great choice for the business part of things.
I agree.
Scott's kind of wandered off, and he's talking to one of the other party guests who's or cleaning crew. I'm not really sure what's happening still.
Both.
And he's showing off his deck of many things. He's like, yeah, this has gotten me through some tough times. Like, check out this one. Pulls one out.
No.
All creatures within a 35-foot radius of the cardholder must make a difficult DC save or be affected as if by the fear spell.
So this guy just clears out the room.
Everyone's like,
runs away.
I got a 14 plus something.
Yeah, wait, which what are we doing, Alec?
Probably wisdom.
It doesn't explicitly say what the save is, so I guess Michael would decide.
Save against fear.
I think it's wisdom, right?
Yeah. Difficult's probably around 18, maybe 20, I don't know.
Wow.
I got a 20.
22.
That's good, you're not scared.
I got a 16.
Can you scare yourself with that?
Probably. I mean, all creatures.
Well... I rolled a 2, so I don't think my wisdom is going to help with this. Rowan, and actually, this is fine. Rowan gets up and walks away.
Yeah, imagine, like, we're kind of talking to Frank at the Scud, because I'm like, well, no, I mean, you don't want to be an LLC. You want to be
Rowan walks, and she just, like, I don't know. I assume she's, like, sitting directly beside, like, a skeleton. Just sadly drinking her mid-tier beer, because, like, she knows that it's going to be fine, but she just doesn't like it. Toby's leaving and she doesn't know how to deal with it.
Scud would be rattled by that. That I think that's the last straw on the deck of many things for Scud. You're like, okay, it's a wild drug. But Toby, I think you're right. This thing is not worth the trouble.
Huh.
I need to swear off it. Kit, will you take it and dispose of it for me?
Gladly.
And as I'm about to hand it over.
Oh no.
But maybe just one more.
No!
slides a card out.
God damn you!
I move 50 feet away from Scud.
Toby immediately creates like a ball around himself and Ifalani's next to him as well, and like Frank.
Oh shit. You disappear and become entombed in a state of suspended animation in an extra-dimensional sphere. Everything you were wearing, not much, or carrying, three shitty wands. One does music, one does fireworks, and the other one does magic missiles.
Hey, magic missiles good.
All that stays behind in the space you occupied when you disappeared. You remain imprisoned until you're found and removed from the sphere. You cannot be located by any divination magic. You draw no more cards.
Well, that's a fitting end.
So wait, where are you?
He's gone.
Scud's just gone.
Wait, he's really gone?
What?
Scud vanishes.
I am in an extra dimensional sphere and you can't find me with magic.
What? What?
I knew he was going to do something dumb.
Oh my god.
God damn him.
Okay, Ron kind of like sidles back up because Scud just disappeared.
And you're no longer in view of the deck of many things or something, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great place.
Wow.
For us to end tonight.
Hell yeah.
I think we will be back next week.
Well, you guys will.
Most of us will be back next week to wrap up.
Wow, probably final episode, right?
This campaign. I think it might. And I mean, who knows what happens, D&D, but
I just got like really emotional.
Yeah, samesies. I mean,
oh man.
It's good. It's good.
Dick.
Honestly, this is, yeah, This is our brand. This is correct and good.
I don't want you to be in the void. That,
well, some of us don't want Toby to go away for 20 years. We don't always get what we want, do we?
That's true. Fair.
I don't mean to steal your leaving thunder. Like, oh, you're leaving? Watch this.
Well, Toby made the hard and brave choice. You're just a fool.
You're just a chaos gremlin.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're doing stupid shit.
I think we knew he's gonna kill himself eventually, right?
Like, I mean, canonically, like Scud, like I knew what's in the deck. Scud could not read the cards because like the act of pulling one out to read it.
So true.
So I think like Scud probably just never knew how bad things could get.
So true.
Damn.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the penultimate episode of Greedy's Adventurers Campaign 1, which is a horrifically odd thing to say after 9 years. I mean,
wow.
Dude, we're going to end on our 9-year anniversary, more or less.
Fuck.
Isn't that fucked up? None of our release of when we recorded.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Especially if we count the informational meeting.
The end of an era, man.
I know, right? How different?
Not yet. We got one more.
Yeah, no, yeah, we're not, wrap not up. The end. Let's not think about
it. Who knows what'll happen next episode?
Who
we're
knows?
In the end of it.
And we will most definitely do like a mailbaggy.
Oh yeah, we gotta do like a retrospective thing. Of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long ass campaign.
Yeah, we're going to do one where we just talk about it, and then we're gonna have one where you talk about it. So we're gonna have a couple ways for you to,
if we can figure it out,
send in what you know. But for you, Twitch, we don't have that set up quite yet, so we're gonna hopefully get it by this Monday. So we'll tell David to put it in the real episode. Mm-hmm. Probably will either be some sort of like Discord thing or whatever, a mix of emails, voicemail that we screen beforehand and things like that. I'm a little nervous about voicemail because of length, but that might be really fun to have. I mean, we're not making the real content. We're just playing it, right? That's different, right? That's what we want to do. So that's what we hope to do in 2 weeks. So, Michael.
Yeah.
I got to thank you, bud.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Remember, thank you,
remember
Michael.
When you found your D&D books?
Yeah.
I do. I do remember.
Michael, I feel like legitimately
that happening changed all of our lives.
So much so.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Horrifically so.
Like a lot. Like a whole lot.
In the best way.
Hopefully in good ways.
I have...
Yeah, no, in good ways.
I have so much of my life to thank you, Michael. You were like, I need people to be on my Thrifty Nerd podcast to talk about Game of Thrones. And then now we do this.
Man.
Mamma mia.
Make me emotional. Stop.
Michael, before I met you, I was just some asshole. And now I'm just some asshole with a podcast.
Yeah.
Gang, gang, bitch.
Yeah.
All right.
Enough of this sentimental bullshit.
Yeah. Thank you for everything. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling and entertaining podcasts. Needing your fan art fix? Check out the hashtag Drunks and Doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. If you love all of the work that goes into the show, you'll want to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at Spudcam. After you finish slurping those ice cream zits, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I do not agree with this.